Hi, good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And this is Sax Talk Tuesdays with Miss Lillian Bowman. Election Day. All right, let's find out who's on the line today. We are live on election evening, election night, and praying for some creative results. If you're out there, please let me know you're there. State your name and just I'd like to welcome you to the call. Who do we have? Who do we have on the line now? Are you out there? Let's go to the dashboard here. Find out who's on the line. So every other Tuesday, we host Tax Talk Tuesdays on the Blog Talk Radio. And we're looking forward to giving out tax information, tips, answer questions, and share information about your taxes. If you're out there, we'd like to hear you. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Tax Talk Tuesdays with Miss Lillian. Who do we have out there? All righty. We'll just give a few more minutes. All time listeners. Okay. The call is on. We are awaiting the 6:30 and we'll give it a few minutes to see if we get some listeners to call in. We know it's election night. However, we are hosting this call live tonight to discuss some of the important issues of our taxes. If you're out there, we have a few minutes. We want to give our callers a chance to get on the line. Upload audio for your episodes. Do we have any callers out there? This is our Tuesday night tax talk with Miss Lillian. And we are live on the Blog Talk Radio. We host this call every other Tuesday until mid-January, wherein the tax season gets really busy and we don't have time to host a call. The session does pick back up after the April deadline. Sometime in May, we host calls there and then we go back into the extensions and the late filers and those things and do alternate calls again. So for those of you who are not shy, want to tell me who you are, you can say your name. I'd be happy to welcome you to this blog talk and introduce yourself to Miss Lillian for Tax Talk Tuesday. All right. We're going to start on our subjects for this evening because I know this broadcast is being recorded. And I just wanted to make a few notes before we got into the call. While we are waiting the outcome of our elections, and we hope and pray for the best tonight, the IRS still offers help for tax year 2019. Individuals who are having issues, pass-through taxes, outstanding balances from previous years, but having a hard time possibly keeping up with the payments or even making the payments. Claim they are here to help. There's a People First initiative out there from the IRS that's being offered to help people with their financial difficult times during this COVID-19 crisis. The IRS says they're still here to help. There's even still stimulus payments there for individuals who maybe did not get them because they didn't file a return. There's all types of incentives for people to stay compliant with any past due taxes that they may owe. With a reasonable cause, they'll even abate penalties. They'll never take away interest. Penalties. They'll put you into an installment agreement. And if you can't pay at all, there's a non-collectible program that you may even qualify for. The main thing is, get a letter or notice from them. You have to reach out, reach back, call, respond. Just acknowledge the notice. And then you'll be able to finagle things with them, make arrangements, and so forth. But you have to let someone respond on your behalf if you can't respond yourself. There's something else on the IRS called the Coronavirus Tax Relief and Economic Impact. And the impact payment, economic impact payment is actually the stimulus payment. It's available still online, even for people who did not have to file a return. They have quite a few people who still have not done anything to get their stimulus, so it's still available there. They don't have a deadline. They had one, they pushed it forward, and now they don't have one again. And so if you are one of those individuals who didn't file a return at all or did not have to file a return at all, then it's a possibility that you are still eligible. I want to talk a minute about the unemployment that people have been receiving. The unemployment situation is in a bad, bad, bad state right now. And so they have been paying people via unemployment in very, very large lump sums. However, unemployment is taxable income. It is now, it always has been, and always will be. There's such a thing as voluntarily having taxes withheld, federal taxes, but you still have to pay in the state when you file it. The unemployment income gets combined with our regular income. And so it increases your gross at the end of the tax year. And so any W-2s or withholdings that you had prior to that will be linked to the W-2s that you have. And so if taxes was withheld from the W-2, it could be eaten up via the unemployment because the unemployment is taxable income. They didn't tell that to people. They didn't broadcast it because they were just helping families. And now even with these relief options that they have to help, there's nothing that been put in place. There's nothing that's been put in place that says you will be exempt or you won't have to file pay taxes on the unemployment that you received. So the unemployment money is still there. I mean, it's still taxable. They're saying that the $600 unemployment boost is going to be ending for some people. I understand that they extended it and then it's going to end and then extended it again. And so it's at the end of its at the end of its point. It offered a $600 bonus to unemployment benefits through July. So now where do people go when there's no unemployment for them to turn to and they're not working? There's a Federal Unemployment Subsidy and Act, CARES Act, Coronavirus Relief Law. And most people will not take the time to look it up to see what it does entail and how it would favor someone who already collected the unemployment during the coronavirus, but it is there. So the bottom line is that the IRS offers new relief options to help with tax bills during the coronavirus pandemic. And a couple of those I mentioned earlier, the installment agreement, abating penalties, a reasonable cause letter for financial difficulties, during the COVID-19, and COVID-19 is a reasonable cause. We just put it into some words that will make them understand that this is the reason why we're not working or we're having a hardship. And then there's the main one I wanted to mention was the not collectible program. Non collectible has been around for many, many, many years, but now they're making it how do you say popular because so many people are in need of it right now. So many people are in need of it right now. And so I guess that's why it's becoming very popular. All right. I'm going to pause here for a moment, see if we have any questions from anyone, if anyone jumped on the line and wanted to introduce themselves. Commercial time. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Miss Lillian, and this is Tax Talk Tuesdays. So every other Tuesday, we host this call, 30 or 45 minutes, to enlighten and inform individuals about tax problems and situations, and also to take questions and answers to help you with your tax issues. We appreciate if you promote this information onto your social media also, so that you can tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We're okay with that. Then we have, we host this every other Tuesday right now until mid-January when the tax season starts. I'm looking to have a guest speaker on pretty soon that we're going to talk to in reference to how we were able to help them save some money back via offering compromises call, and how the government created this program to help people who owe but can't afford to pay. She's going to come on. We have a guest who's going to come on and give a testimony about a savings that we created for them, that we made happen. Right? And so if anybody else joins the line, I need you to let me know. Don't be shy. This is Miss Lillian, and we're here to share information, to talk to you about it, to let people know all about the tax situation, to answer questions, information, tips, guidance. Is there anything else we could do to make your tax world and your tax life a little simpler? Ladies and gentlemen, we have about 10 more minutes till this call is over. And an invitation. If you have someone you'd like to join the call, excuse me. If you have someone you'd like to invite to hear a call, please do so now. We welcome you. So Tuesday on Blog Talk. And so, if we still have guests out there, please let us know you're on the line. I think we will end the show right here. Since we don't have any callers or questions, callers with questions, I think we will end the show right here and we will schedule our next episode for 2 weeks Tuesday, which I believe will be the 17th of November. Episode number 5, and at that point, hopefully we'll have some Q&A questions to answer, more information to share, and a lot more to talk about taxes. Election night is here, and we will be having a whole lot more concerns about our tax situations as we get into our new, if you want to call it, administration. And our new administration, thank you for joining us on our blog talk tonight. Have a good night, be safe, and let's pray for the best for the U.S. Good night, everyone.